Hi, it's Amanda.
And Penny.
And you're tuning in to viewing Stranger Things together from a child of the 80s.
It's my 10s.
And it's been over a month since we have done...
I'm sorry.
A video. A vlog. A podcast. All of them. I have been late on many of my projects, and this one included. So before we begin, we had polled everyone on Instagram of what character or what artist we should cover, my character, because what we're doing to stretch out our videos because of the two ongoing writer strikes, well, the writer strike and the SAG-AFTRA strike. We have decided that we're going to feature an artist in between each episode. And so we did the poll.
Yes.
And the winner was?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown is who we're going to cover today.
Yeah.
So a grand total of four people voted. Three for Millie, one for the Duffer Brothers, and Sean Astin got zero votes.
Doug got nothing.
I would have voted for Sean, but still...
Because you love Sean.
Millie would have won. Yeah. So, it's all good.
Yeah. I am trying to find... So I'm failing.
No.
Yes, I am.
So, yeah, the summer has kind of come to a close, and we are now full swing into the fall semester.
Penny's and school in, sucks.
Penny's in grade 7.
I don't like it.
Don't like it?
Nope.
And I am doing my best at the college I worked for, and fall is really crazy. But let's get on to Millie.
Yeah.
Okay. So Penny is going to leave the juicy details of her love life to last. So we're going to get into some just general knowledge about Millie.
Yeah.
Yep. First things first, Millie is a Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay, so the things that I know about Pisces is that they can be empathetic, compassionate, and psychic, apparently.
Oh.
So, and then I wrote down when I was doing my research about Pisces, 11, because psychic. Huh? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So her birthday is February 19th, 2004. Pisces is a water sign. And it's the last constellation in the zodiac signs. So it's the one that's furthest away, and it's got psychic abilities because apparently it draws from all the other astrological signs. So it's a pretty powerful sign, I think. So Pisces are also emotional and intuitive and boundless is what it also says. And I think that's also because it's the last constellation or last astrological sign. So there's no bounds. They kind of got a little bit of everything. So I guess if you know Millie Bobby Brown and the work that she's done, you'll see that that pretty much fits her in a nutshell. So British nationality originally. She was born in Spain, however. And moved to Florida when she was 8. So that's a big jump.
Yes.
I think Spain back to England.
Yeah. And I would expect that. And then, you know.
And then hop, skip, and a jump to Florida. So three very different places to grow up and develop your own person. So that's pretty cool. Lots of nationalities to draw upon. So Millie is the third of four children. So I have Paige, 29, who also acts.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, did you know that she was in Victorious?
Wait, she was?
Yes, she was.
Who'd she play?
So she's on season 1, episode 3. It's called Stage Fighter, and she played the 11th grade girl. So it's when...
Well, I know...
You know the episode, like...
It's when Jade fakes... Well, they were learning about, like, stage fighting, and Jade fakes getting hurt by Tori, because she doesn't like Tori.
Mm-hmm. So in the scene, I guess, when they're fighting, there's an 11th grade girl, and that's Paige. That's Millie's oldest sister.
I did not know that.
Millie also has a younger sister, Ava, who is 11.
Okay.
And a brother, Charlie, who's 24. And he has a really rather funny name, because Charlie Brown was hard to look up information on.
Oh my god.
Every single time I tried to find details of Charlie Brown, I got the character. And I was like, no, Millie's brother, give me some details about Charlie. There's not a lot, actually. He's studying. He's in university. And I absolutely do not know what he's learning about. But no. He's got a popular little boy character name. And there's really not a lot of information about him. So I think if anybody's listening and they know a little bit more about Millie's brother, Charlie Brown, you can let us know by emailing us at letstalkstrangerthings00@gmail.com.
Yes.
Still haven't gotten an email.
Nope. Guys, it's almost been a year.
It's embarrassing.
Please. Please.
All right. Parents are Kelly and Robert Brown, who had a restaurant in Spain.
You know what I learned last night?
What'd you learn?
I was watching a video of Millie and Jake Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a blush that, like Florence,
mm-hmm.
That's called Kind Kelly, and it was named after her mom.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Interesting enough, the reason what brought them to Spain is that the parents had a restaurant. They were running a restaurant there. And Robert is also listed as an estate agent. So real estate, selling property, homes, maybe restaurants. They moved back to England when Millie was 4 and then off to Florida, as we said, taking a few acting workshops one Saturday. She was noticed by a Hollywood scout, describing Millie to have instincts you cannot teach. So, acting was in her blood, for sure. The family packed up their lives and went to Hollywood, where Millie was quickly cast in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
Yeah.
So, I actually watched the series Once Upon a Time, and Once Upon a Time in Wonderland was a spinoff of that. So, I did not watch the spinoff. So, no. I would have seen Millie in action had I watched the spinoff. So, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
She had a starring role in the paranormal drama Invaders. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Invaders, so paranormal, which is right up there. Like, when I was a kid, I liked The X-Files, so I think I would like the Invaders, but who knows. Guest appearance in NCIS, Modern Family, Grey's Anatomy. So as you know, she was cast as 11 in Stranger Things in 2016, and in 2017 debuted her modeling talents for Calvin Klein.
Wait, this happened?
Yes.
I did not know that happened.
She is also a model. So she did her first Calvin Klein ad, and then she was signed with IMG Models. So I guess she did a fairly good job at that. So she debuted, her debut movie was Godzilla, King of the Monsters, followed quickly by Enola Holmes. Then back to Godzilla versus Kong, and then Enola Holmes 2.
I love Enola Holmes. I love Enola Holmes 1. I love Enola Holmes 2. I will watch it all the time.
The brothers in Enola Holmes.
Okay, so we know one because we are both very big Hunger Games fans. And Mycroft played Finnick in Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Yep.
I love that movie.
So I think everybody wanted to hate Finnick at first because he was just obnoxious.
I feel like he just wanted to show off.
Of course, but he had that story. You got more in depth into what was going on, and it all made sense, and sacrificed himself for our girl, so.
Yeah, I think everyone sacrificed himself.
Katniss. I love. Speaking of which.
I am being Katniss Everdeen for Halloween, and I'm so excited about it, because I love her.
So you're thinking about the full body suit.
Yes, and with an arrow and not the ponytail, the braid. And
the one side braid.
I love it. I love it so much.
Because I envisioned the knit cowl that goes across her body. It's more so when she's at home in, oh my gosh, is her planet 7? Or
no, it's 12. District 12.
District 12. Oh
why
my gosh.
Is District 7?
Is that where Finnick is?
I think Rue. Rue is District 11.
Rue is District 11. Yeah. Okay. We're getting a little bit off topic. But anyway.
Yeah.
When she was in District 12 at home, she had this cowl knit gorgeous thing. And if I were to do a cosplay of her, that's what I would do. But I can also see how good the actual bodysuit.
I'm really excited about that.
Cat suit, if you will.
Oh?
Oh? Yes. Oh. Katsu. So, I am going to go as the archer from Mandalorian, which has nothing to do with Godzilla or Enola Holmes, but we're just talking about Halloween because it's spooky season, y'all.
My brother is obsessed with Star Wars right now, so he wants my mom to go with him as a Star Wars character.
Did you see any of the Godzillas she was
in? No.
Oh my goodness.
I think we need to.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
This next tip about Millie is to die for. Please guess what her favorite movie is.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Your mom is not allowed to watch it ever again.
Titanic?
No.
Up.
Up.
Oh. Of course it's Up.
Oh, I cry every single time.
We won't let her watch it anymore.
I'm a puddle. I absolutely love
Up. But it's the same with Titanic. You said you were traumatized by Titanic.
Yeah, but I need to watch Titanic once, and that's all you need to watch that for, because that's...
I still haven't watched it yet.
Trauma, let me tell you. But Up is like fluffy trauma.
fluffy trauma, yeah.
Up is just so beautiful, and it's Millie's favorite movie. Guess what, Millie's biggest fears are. What is Millie afraid of?
She said the dark. One time she said the dark.
You got it. Well, that's one. The other is bungalows.
I'm sorry, what?
Like a style of home? Like a bungalow home? Or like a bungalow, like, I think bungalow is also like,
Like
in a park?
Yeah. Oh, now I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bungalows. Okay. And there's one more fair. It's huge over the summer. There's an entire month dedicated to these creatures.
Bees?
No.
Wasps?
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
Sharks?
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's just me or if it's just because social media is, like, so accessible now, but it's like there's more shark attacks now than ever before. Like, the sharks are mad. So she's afraid of them.
Yeah.
What was that movie that we watched where it was a girl who got bit by a shark?
I watched that recently. Oh. Oh, my God. What was it? It was about an actual girl, actually.
True story.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what was it? Oh my God, it was the same girl who was in Bridge to Terabithia. We watched that in school last year. And? I bawled my eyes out.
See, what's up with that? I mean,
my teacher, I already knew what was going to happen, but seeing the scene made me cry.
Me and
my friend were just crying.
I'm not making light of trauma. This is not a light moment, but I'm just wondering, is there a thing as movie trauma?
Yeah.
Like, I really think there is.
Oh, there definitely
or,
is.
Or.
I get secondhand embarrassment with movies all the time, movies and shows, so I have to skip the scenes because I cringe so hard.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
There is a thing that I studied recently called moral injury. So it's not as well studied as PTSD, but they're looking at if it would be on the spectrum of PTSD. But it's actually like you get a sense of PTSD for a small amount of time. Like it could be a bad workplace.
Yes.
But once you leave that workplace, it kind of resolves itself. I'm thinking moral injury and movies. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
So the next part is a physiological aspect of Millie. She is deaf in one ear.
Yes, I knew that as well.
I know. I had
a teacher who was deaf in one ear.
Your dad had a bandmate who was deaf in one ear?
Oh, yes, I knew about him.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's a musician, an artist, a teacher. So if you have any type of physical disability, something that you feel holds you back, just know that it didn't hold Millie back. It doesn't hold the musician back or the teacher. So a lot of the times, even though it's difficult and challenging, you can work through some of these disabilities. So with help, of course. Accomplishments. So this one really spoke to me. Millie was named UNICEF's Goodwill Ambassador in 2018, making her the youngest to ever hold this position or recognition. So UNICEF works to reach the most disadvantaged children and adolescents. It can be found, guess how many countries it can be found in?
How many?
Okay, in my research, it says that there's approximately 195 or 196 countries in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Guess how many UNICEF support and help?
3.
190.
Okay.
Yeah.
What ones do they not support?
I don't know. But I wonder if those countries are disadvantaged as well and could really use UNICEF's support.
I honestly guessed 3 because I thought they would just go for the main ones, like,
oh,
you know,
they're
the main
countries,
like Canada, America, or like England or Australia are one of those ones.
Like the Western style.
Yeah.
Okay. So UNICEF is the world's largest provider of vaccines, of safe water, sanitation, education, skill building, and HIV prevention and treatment, protection from violence and exploitation. So pretty rad to represent UNICEF.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you were going to represent anything, our girl Millie is representing one of the best organizations out there, for sure.
Yeah.
Millie was listed among the Times 100 list of the world's most important people. She's pretty rad, I'm telling you. She was also named ambassador of a little fashion brand called Louis Vuitton.
Oh. Yeah.
And keep your eyes peeled for another film that's coming out, Damsel, on Netflix, where Millie both acts and directs.
I thought there was there's a movie that's coming out with her in it. It's called The Girls I've Been Before. I don't know if that's already out yet. So it's supposed to come out this year.
Oh, okay.
Heard about it. I don't know if it is coming out. I don't know.
Okay. Well, she is working on a book called 19 Steps, a historical novel based on her own family history. She describes the novel as an epic story of love, loss, and secrets. Ooh, Millie. So keep your eyes out for that. That's going to be pretty rad. For the role as 11, she has won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series with her co-stars, and the 43rd Saturn Award for Best Performance by a Younger Actor in Television Series with a slew of nominations. So she's a philanthropist, she's a model, she's an actress, she's an author to be. She is doing a lot of awesome things.
Yeah.
So the next thing that I have that is pretty remarkable is her own company, Florence by Mills.
Yeah.
Named after her great-grandmother, the brand is all about defining beauty on our own terms. No rules, no struggle toward perfection, no boring beauty standards, just us playing with how we want to look, feel, and live. So the products that are sold under the Florence name are clean, no byproducts, no animal testing, striving to be environmentally conscious. The brand honors one of Millie's friends who lived her life with love and compassion for herself and others. Liv. So the brand honors Liv, and unfortunately Liv passed away from her battle with leukemia. And Florence by Mills donates to the Olivia Hope Foundation to keep the memory of Liv alive. So, on their site, you can find things like cleansers, scrub, makeup, application tools, cosmetic bags. The prices seem to be average, and in Canada, you can find the products at Shoppers Drug Mart, in the United States, Walmart, and Target, I believe.
Yeah. I want a Target.
I know. We don't have a Target here.
It's not fair. I want a Target.
If you're listening and you have a Target, why don't you email us and tell us about the last thing you bought at Target?
Yeah.
Let's talk strangerthing00@gmail.com.
Come on, guys. It's almost been a year since we
started this.
What's
your Target product? What's the last thing you bought at Shoppers?
Probably a makeup product.
Yeah.
I think it was a blush.
Yep. And Walmart. We bought groceries at Walmart.
Today. Yeah.
So, that brings me to the end of my notes about Millie Bobby Brown. I think we're going to turn it over to you to talk about her love life.
Yeah, her love life is a bit short, but she's dated a good amount of people. She first started dating Jacob Sartorius from 2017 to 2018. He's a TikToker. He's been pretty popular since, like, I don't know, when Musical.ly started, and that's a while ago. That's a while ago. And then she did Romeo Beckham.
Wow. Which,
yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know about that.
A Beckham?
Yeah. That's...
All right. You know, I grew up with the Spice Girls. Like, not literally.
Yeah.
Listen. We're not starting rumors. I mean, I listened to them because they would have been on Much Music when I was a youngster listening to the top hits. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she dated rugby player Joseph Robinson.
Okay.
I do not know who that is.
So she likes the sporties.
Yes.
All right.
And then Hunter Echo, ill.
Oh, ill? What's I don't know this person.
He was 20 and she was 16.
Yeah, that's a bit dicey, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's illegal. Mm.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's why we do not like him.
We do not
like
him.
And now she is engaged to Jake Bon Jovi.
Oh my goodness.
I do not know when the wedding is happening, but I am super excited about it.
Bon Jovi.
Apparently she's very excited about wedding planning.
It's gonna be her father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty exciting.
I know.
So they're cute.
Yes.
They are very cute together. I think that whoever she dates has to be pretty phenomenal, except for that one guy. Because she brings so much to the table. Okay, she is a pretty remarkable person, and we're really excited to get to know more about Millie and watch her in the next episode that we're gonna do, which is gonna be, we hope, in two. So we're still in season two.
Yeah.
We just finished with The Spy. Yeah. So we're going to see now what is up next. And we're very excited. So thanks for listening all about Mills. And until next time, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Penny.
Peace.